The Secret Fate of Mary Watson, written by Judy Johnson and read by Eloise Oxer. Strange what you might find in the positions vacant column. For instance, dutiful daughter for life-wrecking father. Young ladies with expectations of a benevolent family life or even a respectable name need not apply. Good luck with your interviews, Papa. For my part, I'm applying for a new life. I just hope it doesn't ask me for references. Mid-afternoon, a mild Brisbane autumn. A cat's tongue of cloud laps at the sun. The spilled milk tips down the shop fronts of Edward Street. My boots crunch through the toffee wrappers of 1,000 fallen leaves. I stop at the two-storied Ulster Hotel. Mrs. Menzies, proprietor of the boarding house where I'm staying, told me I'd find Mr. Wilson inside. In my jobless state, I desperately need to convince him he won't find a better governess for his offspring anywhere between here and Mount Isa. A horse and buggy are drawn up outside. His? The suspension's seen better days, and the trap hangs low at the back. The horse's elastic has gone at the neck. The bristly head droops as though the knacker's yard has been whispering sweet nothings in its ear for months. A man in dirty overalls holds a young boy in breeches above his head. The boy has a chimney brush in his hand, clearing away the cobwebs under the veranda ceiling. My eyes fix on the man's damp armpits. Excuse me. Could you tell me where I might find Mr. Wilson? Of Witterby Downs. Two pained blue eyes peer through the boy's legs. The braces jiggle as he lifts the top half of the acrobatic act over his head, then onto the ground in front of him, dodging a pair of wiggling boots in the process. A patch of dirt mars the boy's left cheek. A caul of web adheres to a spot on the side of the man's head. "In the bar, miss," he says. "But you'd better hurry if you want to talk to him. There'll be a poker game upstairs shortly, and you've no hope of getting any of the men's attention then." He looks at my face, and I'm aware of what he sees. I've had 18 years to get used to the landscape, after all. My maternal grandmother's eyes set too far apart. Hooded lids like half-closed envelopes on two grey letters. The square jaw and big ears of some long-lost uncle. I scratch a cheek with a finger too thick to be ladylike. Mine a man's hands, useful for scraping the hairs off a scalded pig. One day I will make some farmer a wonderful wife, etc., etc.